the bucket.
Oh, boy.
That's not good. That's not good.
Hey, Robbie? We'll call the August 2nd, 2011, Sussex County Council meeting to order. Approval of the agenda is the first thing on the thing here. Mr. Baker?
Yes, we have several items of suggested changes on the agenda. First, we'd like to delete approval of the minutes. Discussion of off-premise signs, we're waiting for a separate legal opinion on that. And under Steve Hudson, Sussex EOC Solar Energy Change Order Project, change order number 3, we'd like to also delete that item because we'll be back at a later date. We're making some changes on that change order. And also, we'd like to delete executive session and possible action on executive session.
Oh.
Wow. Okay. Hard to believe. Entertain a motion to approve the agenda as amended.
I give it.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Wilson. Second, Mr. Phillips. Any question on a motion? Take a vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Reading correspondence, Mr. Moore.
Yes, Mr. President. There's two letters. The first one is a letter to Governor Markell. As a member of the board for Sussex County Community Development, it has been brought to my attention the cuts in the budget. As a community leader, I see the need for this organization to keep the funding for this area, as there are many people still in need of repairs to their homes. This organization has been very helpful in the Ocean View, Selbyville, and Frankfort areas, where there are many elderly on fixed incomes that are in need of repairs to their homes but cannot afford them. As you know, that this area is growing with many retirees, so I support this organization for their efforts in the work they do for this county to keep the elderly who cannot afford repairs to be able to stay within their homes. It is my hope that your office will consider the need for the work that this organization has done and can do with the funding that has been requested by this organization for the coming year. Thank you, C. Claudia Waters. Next is a letter, dear Sussex County. My name is Cassina Ricketts, and I want to take this time to tell you guys how deeply and emotionally I am thankful for the grant, the work, for everything you put into this house. This is one of those moments that will sit in my heart forever. Thank you for helping a single mother of two boys have a safer, more energy efficient, and just a remarkable house to live in. I want to tell you guys a little bit about the house. I used to worry about how much longer me and my kids would be able to live in this house because I had so many problems, and over the past few years, we've had some harsh winters and very hot summers. The roof leaked every time it rained, and every time there was a strong wind, the shingles would just fly off the sides and the top thereof, and I would get up in mornings and go outside just to see the damage and pick up the shingles and debris that had fallen off the house and worry how much longer my kids and I would be able to live there because the damages were getting worse. I even worried all the time about whether or not the roof would cave in. I didn't want to move because the house means so much to me and because of the memories. It was built in the early 1900s by my grandfather, and this has been the home for my family. And then she goes on and states, this is a remarkable and very memorable, looking at the glowing smile on my aunt's face and the tears in my mother's face of joy as they see their family home fixed up. And it's made me very difficult for me to hold back my own tears. And it's been great to see my family come together and watch the amazing work of the contractors who were doing the good things for my house. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And a special sincere thank you to Mr. Mike Jones. And thank for all the contractors, and thank you to Sussex County. This moment will sit in my heart forever. Thank you, Cassina Ricketts. Mm-hmm. That's all the correspondence.
Council, any correspondence?
Yeah, I got this.
There you go.
We, of course, you know we're all invited to the opening ceremonies at the Senior Little League World Series, but I also got from Westside New Beginnings, West Rehoboth Children's and Youth Program, we contributed it out of my fund $1,000, and they were thanking us for the donation.
Anything else from council? Mr. Baker, Mr. Baker. Delaware Transit Corporation Program budget requests.
Yes. the county council, as per the state of Delaware code, is responsible for establishing a budget for the allocation of state grant monies to various senior agencies throughout the county that provide transportation services for seniors. For the last few years, the state has maintained the funding at a level of, a total level of $796,862. As in most prior years, we are recommending funding for each agency at the same level as last year. Each agency has requested more than last year's amount, except for the Indian River Senior Center, which only receives $2,100, which reflects the amount they have requested. Last year, Easter Seals, you may recall, dropped their in-house transportation program, which resulted in some additional funds for each of the agencies, and we allocated that additional amount based on the transportation mileage that was reported by each agency. At this time, I would recommend that the council consider allocating the budget amounts based on the same level for each agency as last year. Mr. Kenbach from CHEER is here. They are the largest recipient, in case you have any questions. But I do have a motion if you would like.
Why don't you introduce, give us the motion and we'll go from there.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council approves the allocation of state grant funds to various senior agencies within Sussex County at the same level as last year. Nanticoke Senior Center, $44,959.30. Indian River Senior Center, $2,100. Laurel Senior Center, $99,082.94. Lewis Senior Center, $27,120.41. Cape Henlopen Senior Center, $43,065.65. CHEER Incorporated, $580,533.70.
Entertain a motion. Motion, Mr. Phillips, second, Mr. Wilson, to recommend the same allocation as last year, as read by Mr. Baker. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you. Letter of credit, Oakwood Village.
Yes. We are currently holding a letter of credit with Wilmington Trust Company for the Oakwood Village at Lewis project. The letter of credit totals $47,637. And the purpose of that letter of credit is for security for roads and stormwater infrastructure. It matures August 8th, next Monday. The top coat on the roads in this particular phase is not complete, and it is estimated that it will require all of those funds and maybe even more to complete the work. We did receive a call this morning from a representative from the bank, and they indicated that the bank may issue a 60-day extension of the letter of credit, but we have not yet received it. Because of that, we are recommending that the County Council authorize administration and the engineering department to draw funds on the letter of credit to complete construction of the roads and or stormwater system for Oakwood Village, but assuming that we do not receive an extension from the bank this week. Mm-hmm. And Michelle Warren and Mike Brady are here today. They have been working on this, and we hope we'll have that extension, be able to work out security, even a better security structure. And the representative from the bank indicated they will come down and meet with us and go over our requirements and go over the amount of work that needs to be done and work out a letter of credit in the future. So hopefully we'll be in a better position and soon. But in the meantime, until we actually receive this letter of credit extension, we believe that it's prudent to go ahead and attain the authorization to call it, but subject to not receiving the extension.
Okay. Do you have a motion?
Yes. Be it moved that the Sussex County Council approves drawing remaining funds from the Wilmington Trust letter of credit number 1-2325B for $47,637 to complete construction of the roads for Oakwood Village at Lewis unless the county receives an extension of the letter of credit.
Mm-hmm. I'll make the motion.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Second.
Second, Mr. Phillips. Any questions on the motion?
Yeah, I have a question.
Mrs. Deaver?
Did we make up a difference after that money's drawn out to complete the roads? Who makes up the difference?
Well, we would have to price out the work.
Mm-hmm.
If we draw the letter of credit, we'd have to price out the work and complete the work. So we don't have a definite price, you know, at this point.
Right.
Basically what, you know, our thought was that we haven't really gotten to that step yet,
mm-hmm.
but our thought was that we would perform the amount of work that we have money for to cover
right.
from
okay.
the bond, our letter right. of credit.
Is the community fully built?
No, it's not fully built. There are, I would say, roughly 20, 25 homes there. It is the clubhouse is built, the pool is built, they're operational. It is a nice development, and I think in the long run it will succeed. So we expressed that to the banker we talked to today.
Mm-hmm.
And we have been trying. Mrs. Warren and Mike have been working hard with the developer, and we had conversations with representatives from the developer yesterday. So I think we will be able to work this out, and we won't. I do believe we won't have to call that letter of credit, but because our next meeting is not till August 9th, and the letter of credit expires the 8th, we
right.
needed authorization just in case we need to.
Thank you.
Any more questions on the motion? I will take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes, and I think you all did a good job on that. Thank you.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Administrator's report, Mr. Baker.
The first item is substantial completion for Americana Bayside Phase 11. The engineering department granted substantial completion to Americana Bayside Phase 11. On July 28th, developers Carl Freeman Communities, and the project is located on Coneflower Circle and is part of the Fenwick Island Sewer District consisting of 33 revised lots, and we have a fact sheet attached. Little League World Series, the 2011 Senior League Softball World Series will be held beginning this coming Sunday, August 7th, at the Lower Sussex Little League Complex in Roxana. The games will be held throughout the week at this location. As noted last week by Mr. Martin Donovan, director, teams are expected from Italy, the Philippines, Puerto Rico, as well as, of course, the United States. The host team this year is Laurel, representing Sussex County District 3. The final game will be televised live from Roxana on ESPNU on August 13th at 2 p.m. This event, as well as each game, of course, is open to the public. County taxes. County property tax bills are now being sent to property owners. The new billing period covers through June 30, 2012, matching up to our fiscal year. The bills include school taxes, which represent anywhere from 86.5 to 89.8% of the total tax bill, depending on the school district and the rate for each school district. As noted on the attached insert, the county has waived its capitation tax, which means a $3 per person tax savings for each resident of the county. Also included is property tax program information, assistance information if needed. Information numbers are included on the bill. Payments can be made on the website via credit card. A total of $104.8 million will be billed, and payments are due September 30. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Susan Webb, new deposit account.
Thank you. Today what I'm recommending is resolutions for M&T Bank. As you know, M&T Bank will be replacing Wilmington Trust Bank. We do business with Wilmington Trust Bank and have resolutions on file. On May 16th, 2011, Wilmington Trust Bank was purchased by M&T, and the conversion of these two banks legally will take place on August 27th, 2011, in which we need to have our paperwork in order. And I can just read the resolution. There are basic cash resolutions that we have for our other accounts. Unless there's any questions. Authorizing the payment from funds of the Sussex County Council on deposit with M&T Bank, bearing the signatures of any two of Michael H. Vincent, President, Samuel R. Wilson, Jr., Vice President, or Susan M. Webb, Finance Director. And a signature may be a facsimile, provided one live signature is on check or withdrawal.
So move.
I have a motion and a second. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Authorizing the payment from funds of the Sussex County Council on deposit with the M&T Bank, bearing the facsimile signatures of any two of Michael H. Vincent, President, Samuel R. Wilson, Jr., Vice President, or Susan M. Webb, Finance Director.
So move.
A motion.
Second.
And a second. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
And resolve that the President of Sussex County Council be and hereby is authorized to enter into cash management agreements with M&T Bank upon such terms and conditions as such officers shall deem to be requisite and proper. Said agreements to provide, among other things, a manner in which property deposited with said M&T Bank and the income therefore may be held, withdrawn, and or disposed of, and shall designate the officers of Sussex County Council who shall give directions with respect to such property and or income and any other matters or things reasonably pertinent to the deposit of such security and or property.
So move.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mr. Phillips. Any questions on the motion? I will take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Mr. Hal Godwin, discussion about local law enforcement grant parameters.
Mr. President, members of council, Mr. President, I should ask, do you wish me to continue with this presentation this morning?
Oh, I guess so, yeah.
Okay, because you had made some mention of a different...
No, we're fine.
Okay.
We're fine,
okay.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I was...
Just, he blanked out.
Yeah, just want to double check.
I had a senior moment.
There you go, okay. Senior moment, he said.
Yeah.
As you know, we come before you regularly for your consideration of disbursements from the annual municipal police grant fund.
And you don't want to come back, do you?
And I wanted to assure you that the towns certainly appreciate your benevolent nature and the generosity in which you support their operations for providing public safety. I would like to just read for you a paragraph of how these funds were originated, why this was started. This grant was developed to help offset some costs that local departments experience by assisting the state police outside their municipal jurisdictions. It is the goal of the county council that the funding be used to help meet the extra demands placed on local law enforcement and security operations. This next part of this paragraph goes on to talk about the current use. These funds should be used to complement the funds already provided by municipal's general fund. The funds shall be used to cover normal day-to-day expenses that are incurred due to police or security-related operations. These funds may be used for the replacement of outdated capital items that are used in the department's daily operations or to purchase capital items which enhance operations. These funds may be used for salary expenses, including budgeted base salaries and overtime. However, the funds may not be used for the payment of bonuses. And that brings us to our concern in this past budget year. Under the direction of Mr. Baker, Louise Thompson and I met with several of the police chiefs to gather their input as to the proper use of these funds and if they thought there should be any restrictions placed on them from us. We met with them twice. We met with them on July 20th and the 21st we met here with a small executive group of the Sussex County Police Chiefs Association. The chiefs mentioned to us that there was a lot of discussion about how the dollars are used. In the beginning, these funds were all restricted to capital for the first few years, and many of the departments were able to obtain equipment that they needed. Then later on, we allowed them to use half of the funds for operations, and in the past 2 years, we allowed them to use all of the funds however they felt was appropriate. And with those no restrictions whatsoever, there was some concern that these dollars might be used better if there were some restrictions. They might be more effective in promoting public safety. There was a lot of
So you're saying the police chiefs wanted no restrictions?
No, the police chiefs quite honestly discussed a whole range of restrictions from our original equipment only up to virtually no restrictions, but they had a lot of concerns, and I can explain that.
Okay, so nobody was advocating no restrictions. Okay.
No, none of the departments were really advocating absolutely no restrictions.
Okay, no, I misunderstood. I'm sorry.
The small towns benefited from our restriction, or benefited under our restriction of capital only, in that most of them bought one or two new police cars, which is all they would need. If we were to continue that capital investment only as a requirement, they wouldn't need a fourth or a fifth police car because they only have a fleet of three. So moving the restriction away from equipment only, we felt was a very good thing, particularly for the smaller towns like Ellendale and some of the towns that only have a couple of police cars. However, there was a lot of concern about the inter-town politics, if you will.
Yes.
The mayor might want this, the town manager might want, and the police chief might want something different. So one thing that was discussed and agreed upon by everybody was that these grant applications probably should be signed by all three entities, the police chief, the mayor, and the town manager, so that we are outside of the discussion of process and policy in that town. We're simply funding their need, and they've come to an agreement that whatever their request is in writing that they've sent us will be what they intend to use.
What do we require now when the request comes in?
Nada.
All we require them to explain what they're going to use the funds for.
And then they
need to show us a receipt within 90 days after.
But right now, it could be the mayor, it could be the police chief, it could be anybody.
Right now, it's the chief. Right now, the police chief, we're communicating, our accounting office and the police chief are communicating exclusively.
Okay, that's probably not appropriate.
I would just attesting to it.
Yeah.
Okay, but what when you talked about all three parties and if we're moving in that direction, I would think about the county council. Would, you know, if the state or the federal government wanted to give us the money, it would basically be up to us. I wouldn't want to think that any one of these three parties could trump the other two or something like that. I'm just saying the people who run the county or the Sussex County Council, so it ought to be from the town council.
Right.
And just forget the other parties. If the town council endorses it, they run the town.
When we set this up, I remember specifically we were attempting to take politics out of it, and we felt like the police chiefs were the best at determining how those funds could be utilized most effectively for local crime control. That was the logic behind it.
I agree.
I don't remember it that way. I just remember we were trying to help the towns with.
There was only one town.
Complementing local funds. I don't know if there was that conversation or not, but maybe.
There was. I think there was, to back up Councilman Phillips. But still. There was one town that did send us a letter that said they did not want their police chief to be the requester, but rather the town manager.
Should be.
Well, I agree, but you have to remember there is a budget, too, that comes to play in with the town. They have a budgeted police department, so there has to be some involvement on the town's, the administration's end, because they budget police expenses, and they would need to know income, expenses, and how it's going to get paid for.
Yeah, or after the first year, you buy a car, then you got to maintain that car.
Exactly.
And the town council is responsible for all that. So, again, I don't know what kind of conversation we've had, but when you have a town council, politics are over. They've been elected. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's usually in town elections does anybody run Republican, Democrat, or anything like that. So most of the town elections are not run that way. So I would just still say it should be a letter from the town council, who basically have the responsibility for all the financial concerns of that town. I can't imagine that we would have our sheriff Dave, do we allow the sheriff to get money, say, from a similar fund at a different level of government? Would we allow any of our departments?
No.
It always has to come from us.
They work through the finance department and with various approvals with purchase orders and whatnot.
Well, I don't know. Some businesses got letters from the sheriff requesting funds for some kind of programs.
Well, I'm just saying,
it's independent of us.
I have problems with that. But anyway, I hope you just think about that, guys. I think we ought to restrict it to not
three different groups, because what are we going to do, sit here? If we either have a policy that says they're all unanimously supportive, if two say no and one says yes, but the town council says yes and the other two, what's going on? I mean, we're just we're getting muddled up with.
Well, they wouldn't submit till they came to an agreement. And maybe that's where
I think when a town council takes
on their end, they would discuss what item they needed.
I think that's right. The recommendation to have all three signatures on the application was simply to keep us outside their policy discussion.
Yeah, I think that's
right. Let the town come to us with the town manager, the mayor, and the police chief saying, here's what we're going to use the money for.
And they're okay with that, right?
And they're okay with that.
Yeah, that's fine.
The towns were fine with that. They, as a matter of fact, the police chiefs thought that was a good idea.
I think it's a checks and balance thing. I think it's very good.
Right.
Because quite frankly,
Louise of the town council,
the police chiefs were aware of some of the expenses that were applied to these funds that they didn't agree with. So they were encouraged to be part of the decision making process here. And they felt secure that if their mayor and their town manager was on board with them, that the expense would be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We did also discuss adjustments. Sometimes they'll get a price for, let's say, a new computer, $5,000. They submit it to us on the application. They're going to buy a Dell computer so-and-so, $5,000. And then the process might take as much as 6 weeks to get their check back to them. By that time, that computer may have changed to $5,800, or the other way, $4,200. But the point is, now the receipt's not going to fit the request. And they were hoping to have the ability to change, to be allowed to make those changes within a $500 cap without coming back to us to go through the process again. So it was also recommended that they would have the ability to adjust the cost of what they're going to use the money for by $500 if it's the same item, without coming back to apply for us to make an adjustment. And if it's over $500, they'll give us all three signatures again on an adjustment form. Mm-hmm. So they were concerned because a number of them said that they had received the grant money from us and then couldn't use it because by the time it got to them, they had to make a change on the estimate. So we thought that it would be possibly healthy to allow them a $500 window to work within without having to come back with a reapplication. So that was another feature that was discussed. In that same spirit of being efficient on the clock with time, we also thought that since this police grant fund is established annually by yourselves with our budget, that perhaps we wouldn't have to come back to you each disbursement to have your approval, but rather give you a report of we processed. Let's say Milton's application. It went through Louise Thompson. She checked it. Kathy Roth checked it. Miss Webb checked it. All three eyes have been over it. It meets our criteria. We would like to go ahead and disperse the check and report to you that we've made that disbursement, as we do with other grant funds. The fire departments and a number of other funds don't come before you for each individual disbursement. And we thought that particularly if you've had a 2-week break, That compounded with the normal process could delay the funds being dispersed to the town as much as 6 or 7 weeks.
Well, they're budgeted. They're in the budget.
Correct.
So we know we're going to be dispersing
Correct.
The funds.
The point is that we would be going by the budget mm-hmm. that you'd already approved,
right.
And we would have 3 points of review mm-hmm. that we've met the criteria and just report back to you. Like I normally come to you with a request, I would be coming to you with a report rather than a request.
I agree. When this was first set up, it was a new program. It's only maybe, 7, 8 years old at the most. I think the council felt like they needed to hear each request to make sure it was working fine.
Yeah.
We're way past the point of needing to hear each individual request.
You could receive the application in your packet. If there was one that week, it just tells you Milton, car. Yeah. You know Milton got a car.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if there was any questions,
you'll still see the disbursement
and
have the opportunity to comment on it if you like, but it was budgeted properly and they met the criteria. We went ahead and dispersed the check as we do with our grants.
Sure.
So did you meet with members of the council at all?
No, I did not meet with members of the town councils. We met with the police chiefs. We did not meet with the councils. Now that would have been a much more lengthy process to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But we did bring that up at SCAT at the executive committee, which includes town council members and mayors.
What was the reaction then? No problem?
No. Well, they had, I think, they were similar to what Hal suggested in terms of the smaller towns were more interested in being able to use the funds for operational purposes. The larger towns had no problem with just restricting it to capital. So, but there is a variety there. Mm-hmm. And so
they were all very grateful and willing to work with us.
Right.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
I think that's the bottom line.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there wasn't really a conversation. I mean, a discussion. Somebody was standing there and it announced it.
Well, they have some open discussion. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How about Hal on the? I'm still concerned that some of the small towns. I mean, we're not giving every incorporated town all the funds. We are now, but
we will now be dispersing $11,250 to each incorporated town that does not have a police department, such as Henlopen Acres.
They get $11,000.
They'll get $11,000.
And the other towns get how much?
$22,500.
$22,500.
The towns that have a bona fide police department will receive $22,500 this year. It's in the budget.
Okay.
And all they'll need to do is to send in a request signed by all three. We'll process them, get them their check back. They have 90 days to bring back the receipt for what they purchased. It could be payroll records. It could be the invoice for a new car. Whatever they use their money for, we have to have that invoice back within 90 days for Louise to process and keep on file. Mm-hmm. And they've already gotten their money.
And the towns that involves is now what? Henlopen Acres? Bethel?
Bethel, is it Millville?
Bethel has a police department.
Were there four?
No. I'm talking about the ones that don't.
Henlopen Acres, Bethel
Millville,
and Slaughter Beach.
Slaughter Beach,
so
that's right.
What do they use the money for if they don't have a police department?
Well, I can tell you that Henlopen Acres does hire a security person.
Yeah, they got a partnership.
Who drives around at night.
Okay.
And just has a police radio on him. Mm-hmm. He can call the police, the road with police immediately. If he sees a problem.
All right.
So they're using it for security oriented funds.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's a town within a town, right?
No.
Almost.
No. Henlopen Acres is.
Henlopen Acres is just to the north.
Do you have a motion?
I do, sir.
Okay. Would you please read your motion?
I would.
So if you get a town incorporated, get an area incorporated, you can get some money. Well, you got a piece of property.
Well, I don't know how the future would be under your consideration, but I do know that in this year's budget, we've allocated for four towns that are not currently employing their own police department.
Mm-hmm.
They have security, Sam, but it's not like your typical traditional.
I understand. Right. But I'm just looking at this cooperation deal. If you can have maybe 50 homes wanting to incorporate, come to council and say, give us $11,000. We're going to hire security people.
Well, that would be a new issue that you would consider at the next budget.
Incorporation is not quite that simple.
No.
Right.
You got to get the state legislature, I think, to approve it.
Right.
You have to get a charter.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot goes into it. We haven't had, when was the last town ever that was incorporated? Dewey Beach or Henlopen Acres, probably?
Probably Henlopen Acres, I'm not sure.
In the whole state, or I mean the county?
In the county.
Yeah.
Mr. Goblin, proceed with your motion, please.
Yes, sir. Be it moved that Sussex County Council adopt the following policy regarding the use of municipal police grant funds. Funds will continue to be used for capital and or operation expenses related to police or security operations with the exception of bonuses. Applications must be signed by the chief, mayor, and town manager. Applications for security grants would require the signature of the mayor and town manager. Changes of $500 or more must be submitted in writing and signed by those who signed the initial application. Disbursements will be made without presentation to County Council.
I think you handled it very diplomatically.
Thank you.
I'll make that motion.
I have a motion, Mr. Phillips. Second. Mr. Wilson, any question on the motion? Take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you, and I'm sure the towns thank you. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, sir, yourself.
And thank you, Louise, back there.
And thank
for
Louise
your hard
back
work,
there.
She does keep it very organized and does it excellent.
You did all the work.
She's a woman.
She's just
doing
shy.
Yeah, you know, they
Al, you forgot one thing I asked you.
Oh.
What did I ask you to do?
Well, that's why I asked you in the
beginning. No. who was going to present it?
Oh, that.
She's gone.
She snuck.
Oh. Wait.
We'll get her
you
next
told
time.
Me you wanted her to make the presentation.
Get her
That's
next
why
time.
I took
we'll get
that.
Her next time. We'll get her next time.
Okay.
Okay.
Mrs. Webb, grant requests.
Just two today. The first one, Delmarva Clergy United and Social Action Foundation.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like my district.
Yes, it is.
Are they asking for a specific number? Have we gone donated before?
They have received before human service grants of $1,000. They are requesting $3,500 for their funding for the building that they're working on.
Well, I would take $1,000 out of my account for that.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to grant $1,000 out of Mrs. Deaver's account to Delmarva Clergy United and Social Action Foundation for operating expenses for the Griffin Place Program. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver. Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Not voting.
Mr. Wilson.
You're not voting?
Not voting.
I'll vote yes. Motion carried.
And the second one, Delaware Shore Field Hockey.
I won't vote for that.
Delaware, who is that?
That is Ms. Deaver's, too.
Oh, it's mine, too?
Yeah.
And what are the statistics there? They want how much?
They're a traveling local field hockey organization, and they need to raise money for their tournament.
And they looking
they're
at
looking for $1,000
for
travel expenses.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's a little bit higher than we typically give the mm-hmm. traveling sports teams, but mm-hmm. just so you know, in the ballpark, and they are new.
Yeah. How about if I give $750 to them?
Second.
I have a motion and second to grant $750 to Mrs. Deaver's account to Delaware Shore Field Hockey for travel expenses. Question on the motion? Take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Mr. Moore, introduction of proposed zoning ordinances.
Yes, there are two, Mr. President. First, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a B1 neighborhood business district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, Delaware, containing 1.13 acres more or less. And this is filed on behalf of Daniel T. and Dale S. Boyens.
All right, I'll introduce it.
Mrs. Deaver will introduce it.
And the second is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an MR medium density residential district to a B1 neighborhood business district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, Delaware, containing 2.38 acres more or less. And it was filed on behalf of Robert Browning and Bradley Davis.
Introduce it.
Mr. Cole, introduce it.
Those are the only two.
Okay. We have no additional business brought before council. Correct, Robin?
Correct.
We have no executive session, no possible action.
I have some questions. When, Mr. President, when could I ask some questions?
That
I
have? Right now.
Good
time.
A couple things. On Route 9, there's a subdivision, and it's got homes on almost every lot, but there's one lot that was used as a garden, but now it's being used as for pigs and cows, and they're all in the middle of all these homes. And I've gotten complaints about it. It's interesting because here we are, AR1, you can go from residential to agricultural right in the middle of a community with all the pigs and everything. I don't know if that's what we intended when we adopted the zoning code or not.
How big is the parcel?
It's very small. It's a building lot, you know.
Well, that's probably in violation then.
You can't put pigs on it.
Something that size.
I bet the pigs were already there for the last 50 years.
Well, this is new.
Do you know that to be a fact? Wait, Sam, do you?
I don't.
I just asked.
Oh, okay.
Mr. Baker, can you get the information from Mrs. Deaver where it is and find out?
We'll find out.
P&Z, look at that.
Mm-hmm. And another thing. A suggestion from some of my constituents is we should have homeowner association regulations just like Newcastle County has.
Well, in other words, you're talking about having a basic format that they all have to follow?
Yes. This is just to let you know, this is the thing that I hear.
Okay.
Most of the attorneys use the same one. They all plagiarize the same format, it seems, already. But
mm-hmm.
Okay. Anything else?
Thank you.
Anyone else? That will entertain a motion to recess until 1:30 public hearings.
Good God.
Have a motion, Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Mm-hmm. And we'll take a vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Although yes, we stand in recess until 1:30 for public hearings.
God, why'd I come?